The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
On the day of Pentecost, after the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles and the disciples, after they listened to Jesus' instruction, Peter started a sermon. And in verse 37 of Acts 2, and after he spoke, it said, "Now then, when the people heard what Peter said, or when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, one point I want to particularly focus on is the part where Peter said, "Repent." And a basic definition of repent is to change how you were doing things, to go in a different direction. Now, why is that important? Because he didn't talk about what some people might teach, that you have to do penance. Which penance is you have to perform certain acts to basically atone for what you've done. Or you have to have somebody do something for you so you can be atoned for, so to speak. Peter used the word repent because there's actions that you need to perform. The actions meaning how you look toward God, how you perform your everyday life. And with the repentance, he said baptize. He said be baptized. And then he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. In 1 John 1:7, it says, "But if you walk in the light, he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." So just by the action of repenting, being baptized, because of the suffering of Jesus Christ, his blood covers our sins. So those sins, as far as God is concerned, is gone. But sometimes, our own minds like to play with us. So one of the questions that comes is, do you believe what I just read? Do you believe what Peter just said? Or do you believe what's going on up here? Because every now and then, things hit us in various and sundry ways. Again, Peter said, repent. For the remissions of sins, you know, Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and Christ covered those sins with his blood. And that's why Jesus had stripes. That's why he was crucified. But it says he said to repent. So now one thing is when one of the things about repenting is, again, is changing. But it's also referring to what's already occurred. Can you change what's already occurred? What's done, you know, the milk is spilt. What's done is done. It's in the past. You can't turn time back. You can't try to fix what's happened. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we are encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus did all these things so his blood could cover us. Do you believe that? Now that doesn't, and I'm not trying to get to the point is, do you keep practicing sin? I'm talking about, do you believe that the blood of Christ has covered your sins in the past? Because, again, the Bible says God has done that if you've repented. Paul asked the Galatians, and he said, "You did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" So their minds were changing, and that was going forward. But are you looking pat in the past, and is that hindering you from moving forward? In Matthew 24:13, Christ said, "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So in other words, one way to look at this is, do you believe that the sins that you've had in the past are covered? And are you willing to endure and move forward? Each of us has our faults. Each of us sins. And sometimes God opens our minds at different times and we see sins. And sometimes we see, you know, this is something that's hit me for a long time. So again, does the blood of Christ cover the sins that you have? And of course, it does. We each have faults, and in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ gave an example prayer, and in part of the prayer, one of the verses goes, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." That's in verse 12. And then in verse 14 and 15, he kind of goes on and says, "For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive your trespasses." And we all are fairly familiar with the large debt and the small debt, and the big debt is forgiven, and which represents God, and the small debt isn't forgiven by the gentleman that had his debt forgiven, and then he was delivered to the tormentors, or to the debtor prison. So we don't want to be in that position. God says we need to lay down our lives for our brother, and that we need to, and part of that is part of that is how we live and how we forgive each other. Again, part of Peter's answer to the people that said after his speech, "What shall we do?" And the first thing Peter said was, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." And that remission of sins happens because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in baptism, we picture getting buried and then being raised as Jesus was raised. And then at that point, the Christian receives God's Holy Spirit after he has his hands laid on him. And without the receiving of the Holy Spirit, not much happens, because it's that Holy Spirit, and it's through God's plan that gives us the tools by which we can act. Because you see, one of the first things is after God does that, God gives us his Holy Spirit. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, he says, "I am crucified with Christ, died in the grave. Nevertheless, I live. Not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And I've got the hold on a second. Yes. But anyway, Christ is living in us. For I live by and God is living in us. So God has given us his Holy Spirit. What are you talking? And along with giving us his Holy Spirit and having God live in us, God also gives us the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which we can utilize. And again, these are things that God gives us, the tools, the benefits, the allowing of God to work with us. In Galatians 5:22 and 23, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Peter said to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is something that God gives us that money does not buy. This is something that is part of God's plan, the beginning part of God's plan from Passover to Pentecost. In Hebrews 6, verse 1, one thing about Paul reminds us, he says, "Therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God." Yes, we repent and we have to repent on a continual basis. But it's not like we have to figure, we have to totally understand repentance over and over again. Or did Christ's blood cover our past sins? Paul encouraged us to go on to perfection, to change. And there's many instructions in the Bible, a few that I went over today, that we need to make sure that we put into our lives. And remember, it's God's plan that gives us hope, and His Holy Spirit that gives us the power to do the things that He wants. That He wants us to do, and in the Spirit that will make Him, as we say, our Father. Look forward to a good day of Pentecost tomorrow with everybody.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.